Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you expect the Baltimore Ravens to at least compete on Sunday, Jeremy Collin?
I do. I know I'm in the minority. I don't know how good that competing will be. You were embarrassed in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that saying, like, a good team will show up if they get embarrassed on national TV. They'll show you their true colors. And then they come back and just get annihilated. And if that's not your come-to-Jesus meeting with football, for lack of a better term, like, you need to come out and show some sort of sign of life going into the bye week. And I know people have asked, like, is it a silver lining or, you know, some sort of win if they play a close game? And I don't buy into that.
Right.
But I think we need to see them play a tight game.
Let me talk. Hey,
do you think it's going to be a blowout?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the Rams have one of the best rushing defenses in the NFL. They give under 100 yards a game. It'll be an ass-kicking contest, man. It's what it's going to be.
I think so. I just don't see it. I just don't know how they do it. You have no Lamar. I'm happy Ricard's back, but the offensive line has, I mean, stunk on ice. I mean, they're doing nothing.
If they have a meaningful drive midway through the fourth quarter, it's a win for me. I'll tell you that now, because I have no faith in them keeping this under 2 touchdowns.
Well, I tell you what, if they change up, I think you need to mix and change up everything you've been doing on defense. You've got a team that's been getting ready for you for 10 days, getting ready for what they've seen the past couple weeks. I know player personnel is not going to be where you want it because of the injuries, but are we creating some different pressure? Are you sending exotic blitzes? Are we going cover zero from time to time? Are you mix? What are we doing? What are you doing?
I haven't seen it.
So
Yeah. You asked the same question the secondary asks.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Oh, yeah, but I'm not asking it while the play is going on.
Throw your hands up and make it real. Throw your hands up. There you go.
What are we doing, guys?
What are we doing?
What's happening here?
Yeah, I mean.
I got him?
I got the guy in the blue jersey.
Stop switching on defense.
Yeah. I got 15.
Stop switching. Yeah.
They don't have a 15. Well, then I got the other guy. What is he, 14? No.
I don't. Now you're talking about the side of the ball that I have zero confidence in. Zero. I got more confidence in Cooper Rush to keep this close than I do Zach Gore to keep this close.
Well, Zach Gore's never gone 9-5 in a season.
I'm serious. I have more confidence on the offensive side keeping up than I do the defensive side. I think it's a blowout because of the defense. Your defense already is bad. It played bad. And now you have integral players out. That makes it even worse. That means you don't even have guys can make your bad scheme look good.
I don't know if it was Malachi Starks or who said it, but somebody was talking about the defense going, yeah, we just need to tweak a little bit. We're in the right position. We got to do this. And he said something to the fact of telling somebody where they need to be. What if he's in the wrong place? You know, right, like he's right. Still learning as it's going on. You can't sit here and convince yourself that the sky's falling and everything's okay. Where it's like, oh, we're going to figure this out. 1-4, 1-5. When are you figuring it out?
Yeah.
And I understand like the negativity towards the team. My whole thing is, it's the NFL. Weird things happen. It's a home game for the Ravens with a team coming to the East Coast and playing an early game.
And you know another reason why we really need to compete on Sunday? You don't want two stinkers in a row going into the bye week because people's minds go crazy when they're on their own.
Plus,
especially football players. You have two stinkers, and now you just break up the huddle, and you go away, you have your own thoughts, and you listen to other people, and they're saying things. You never know what settles in. You go out there, and you lose a game as the clock expires on a game-winning field goal, or you're marching downfield, and you fall just short of completing that comeback. Now, all of a sudden, guys' whistles are wet a little bit as they go into the postseason. I mean, into the bye week. And you go with a different mindset, even though you still lost. Because you're thinking, we get Lamar back, we get Cal back, we get this guy back, we get that guy.
Plus, straight. The Ravens have been great off of a bye.
Yeah, we're straight. And they're at home against the Bears. You need to compete Sunday somehow to have the right mindset going into and coming out of that bye.
You know, the other part of it is you can't. The Rams are going to be practicing at Camden Yards, getting ready for their game in, what is it, London or Germany? Where are they going? They're going overseas somewhere. We can't have those cats running around here talking mess about how they lit the Ravens up. Yeah. You're going to see them out in Fed Hill. You're going to see them in Fells Point and Canton. Watch.
D in West Baltimore. What's up, D? D?
Throw some D's on it.
D.
F. Anybody out there?
I don't know.
Somebody put D on the phone. Mike Preston, what do you give this grade?
D.
Come on, man.
So, compete, even if they lose, if it's a close loss, I think that's kind of a win for this team where they are right now physically. And I don't want the physical to become mental when I'm looking bad, feeling bad going to the bye. I mean, it can become psychological. All right, two clunkers at home?
Let me give you, and I understand you guys don't think they're going to win, the hypothetical. Ravens win, what goes right for them or what goes wrong for the Rams?
Control the ball.
Running game clicks. That's how they win.
Throw the ball.
If the running game doesn't click, forget. I'm turning the television off.
I think it's that and turnovers, right? Turnovers are great equalizers.
You know why? After that, it's the bye week and I'm on vacation. Bye bye.
Yeah.
I'll catch you on the other side. If the running game clicks, that's how they win this game. If they are hitting the King in the backfield like they have been, where he can't get more than a step, they ain't going anywhere. They're not. But I'm very optimistic. I'm happy Ricard's back because he's so important to this running game. You know, he can handle any defensive end in the NFL, and he does. And that opens up the lane because Henry's best off tackle. He's not great. As big as he is, he's never been good on a dive.
It's weird. When he gets ahead of steam, it's kind
he's
of like
unstoppable.
You want him running downhill.
Let's go a little step further. Physically, Ricard is good for the running game. Physically, he is. But what does he add to them psychologically, too, now?
A lot.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yes, we know what the physical we do. Yeah. We know that. Yeah. But when your running game has been struggling and you get a force like that back, mentally he does even much more for you. Because now you're thinking, okay, now we did fix
he's
this.
Back.
We fixed this now.
Yeah.
You may not do anything different. But just having him in front of you, 42 in front of you now puts you in a different place mentally now. Like, he's going to kick this guy out.
Absolutely.
And let's say if he whiff on a block, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're running with this. I pick you up. So I think what he does for them mentally and emotionally is much better than physically. And we know physically he's all pro.
You know what I like? I like that those millionaires on the Rams are vacationing for a week in Baltimore. That's the place you pick, guys? It's welcome. Come see our inner harbor.
Hey, Camden Yards,
check out
man.
The cherries in Cherry Hill.
Camden Yards, man. Come on now.
The beach in Sandtown.
It is a...
I'm getting my ass Camden back Yards, to L.A.
It's the cathedral of baseball stadiums, man. I'm surprised they're letting them practice in Camden Yards.
By the way, that opens up the door now to have bowl games at Camden Yards.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Nicole, Sherry, you all right? Somebody has to get her temperature.
Oh, that's the first thing you got to check is because they're going to tear up your field.
Yeah, somebody get Nicole's temperature because there's no way in the world I thought she would let somebody play football on that field.
Just looked up. ESPN Analytics has a 62% chance of the Steelers winning the AFC North. I don't know which analytics they're using.
And 29% chance for the Ravens.
Yeah.
They ain't giving the Ravens much of a chance.
The Bengals got one more percent chance than the Browns at 5-4.
Really?
5-4. Come on.
That's horrible, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.